This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. We're here to talk about the 38th annual Art and Craftsman of the Flathead, Flathead Valley Summer Art and Craft Show. I'm going to shorten this up to ACF. And ladies and gentlemen, the president of ACF is here, Lindsay Benna. Welcome.
Hi.
Before we get to the big 38th annual event, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I've lived in Flathead Valley my whole life. I went to Flathead High School, and I got involved with ACF a couple of years ago. My husband and I were looking to start selling our own products. He made wooden items, cutting boards, furniture, and stuff, and we didn't really know anybody. And we found out about ACF kind of by fluke Google search and got involved and got to know the other vendors, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it must be a really well organized, well done to last 38 years.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of hardworking people that just are really passionate about what they do and passionate about bringing those products to the local shoppers.
Oh, can you give us a little history? You told me about a few of the other places it's been held this year, by the way, Flathead County Fairgrounds. But tell us a little history of the program.
Usually we hold our summer show at the west lawn of the courthouse. And this year we're just trying indoors, mostly because we've had trouble with weather and heat in the past. But our Christmas show has also been held at like the Kavanaugh's when it was in the mall, and the Outlaw Inn. I believe we've tried Depot Park a couple of times, just kind of wherever we can find some space.
Boy, talk about some blasts from the past. Kavanaugh's yeah. And the Outlaw Inn. Yeah, people remember those, though. Good times out there at the craft show, Arts and Crafts show. So this year, you moved it indoors to the fairgrounds.
Yeah. We actually had some trouble last year's high heat and smoke. A couple of vendors actually had to leave early because they were getting heat stroke. And
wow.
We don't want to do that to anybody this year. So
that's right. We had a very dry June, didn't we, last year?
Yeah.
Okay, but this year we're into July. And what are the dates of the show?
July 5th, 6th, and 7th.
July 5th, 6th, and 7th. Okay, so, and is this a family thing? Everybody can come? You can bring the whole family along?
Oh, yes. We even have face painting for kids, and there's a lot of food trucks, so you can come for lunch, and we'll have door prizes with lots of good, fun items from some of the participating vendors of the show.
So you can keep everybody hydrated in case it's hot outside.
Yep. Get out of the heat and come into it's not an air-conditioned building, but they do have a really big fan.
And so you brought your husband along. I know he's not going to talk with us today because he kind of chickened out on us, but Hunter is here as well. And I know he's a craftsman. I've seen his cutting boards. And are you guys still doing that? Do you do a little booth in there? The craftsman show?
No, Hunter still makes his stuff. He makes Adirondack chairs and furniture and stuff, but our life got so busy, we just didn't really have time to keep up with enough to, you know, fill a booth.
So you're just wrangling everybody else who's got a booth going. So can you tell me just a few of the fun ones or kind of cool ones that are going to be showing up that have been in the past or even new to this year?
Yeah, definitely. We have everything from jewelry to clothing, food products. There's a couple that makes salsa that's absolutely amazing. Cake pops, honey, there's wood furniture, home decor, metal art. I mean, you name it.
Did you say
there.
Cake pops? You just got my interest up just like that. That one stood out on me.
Oh, yeah. She always has samples. They're always amazing, and you can't walk away without buying one because...
Well,
they're amazing.
We're going to talk about more about all of it. Give details, how you can get a hold of it, how you can be in it. There's still a little time.
If you call us, we might make an exception if you really want to participate.
Well, we'll be back and talk more about that in our second half of the show. It is Focus on the Flathead. And of course, our special guest here is Lindsay Menna. She's the president of ACF. And you're listening to it right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry are our sponsors. And we'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached UberBank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back on Focus on the Flathead News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. If you want to hear archives of the show, make sure you check it out at KJJR.com. Our special guest again today is Lindsay Menish. She's the president of ACF. And Lindsay, once again, what does ACF mean?
ACF is Artists and Craftsmen of the Flathead.
Well, what an event. 38th Annual Arts and Craftsmen of the Flathead. Flathead Valley Summer Art and Craft Show, July 5th, 6th, and 7th. And we talked a lot about who's there, but we want to also learn about some other things going on, like a scholarship that you guys are offering this year.
Yeah, so the application is available now. Our scholarship is called Create It Forward, and we'd like to grant it to a local art or craft student. Somebody who, you know, grew up locally. We've pushed the application to all the local high schools, so hopefully they can see it. Non-traditional students can also apply too. And it's a $1,000 scholarship. It would be split between fall semester and the students' spring semester. They can use it for books, art supplies, lab fees, whatever they need.
Oh, how cool is that? What is the application deadline?
I'm not sure, actually. I think sometime in August. You can get the application through the community college's scholarship portal.
And this applies to FBCC students.
Yes.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. But let's talk about baskets, because this is like baskets gone wild last year because they became so, yeah, I'm sure everybody that attended loved the whole thing. But tell us about the big basket giveaway.
So we ask all of the participating vendors of the show to donate one or two items that we can... I don't want to say raffle because it's a free ticket. You don't have to buy the ticket. It's more of a door prize, but to go into the basket. And last year, the vendors were so excited to donate that we ended up with baskets that some of them had 30 items in them. And I'm not talking small, little $5 items. I'm talking really cool, fun products from all these vendors.
Can you tell us just a couple that might have been in the baskets?
Let's see. Just off the top of my head, I know there was a couple that had like jars of jam. Let's see. There was a lady who donated like a metal wall hanging.
Nice stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of paintings.
So what, as president, what do you like most about this event? Because it sounds so cool, bringing a lot of people together. A lot of really talented people together who they create this. These are makers that do this kind of stuff. What do you like most about the event?
Well, all of our applicants are required to be at least 70% handmade. So, you know, nothing is kit designed. It's all, you know, from their creative minds. And so just getting to talk to them and, you know, hear why they make what they make and how they got into it. And just, I think last Christmas, Hunter and I walked around for almost 3 hours. We were just chatting with everybody and getting to know their story.
So anything strange that you remember from last year or kind of really, really unique that pops out of your mind that people might love to see?
Yeah. So one of our members is a painter. She does oil paintings and she's actually been painting for a very long time. And she was telling us all of the different countries that people have purchased her paintings from.
Wow.
She's not gone national. She's gone international.
Wow. That's pretty really amazing. Cool. And she's going to be there again this year?
Yep.
Oh, that's good to hear. So now let's talk about food, because we know there's a lot of that out there as well. There's 3 days running here, and it goes until 5 p.m. What, 10 to 5 each day?
10 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
There's food and refreshments. So what can people get there for food?
We have 4 food trucks. We have a new food truck in town, Piroshki Palace, Sweet Pickens Kettle Corn, Polka Dot Cow Creamery, which I think is also a very new food truck, and Yo Mama's Snack Attack.
Yo Mama? Is this the one with the salsa?
I don't know.
It sounds like a salsa to me. Anyway, it sounds really good. And now the date's the 5th, 6th, and 7th. We want to figure out how to get more information. People listening to this right now, information available online. You have a website too.
Yeah, it's artistsandcraftsmen.org. That's Craftsman, M-E-N. And we also have a Facebook page, and we've been trying to post, you know, daily about our event. And I've been posting photos of some of the products that can be found there as well.
Yeah, talk about getting your gifts and everything. And we want to make sure that you come out. If there's anybody in your life that needs something, wants something really cool from this area or handmade, this is really kind of the place to go, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's lots of unique gifts. If you need like a wedding gift, or there's even some people that make like toys for little kids, clothing items, anything.
How about Montana made? A lot of Montana made stuff?
Yeah, most of the vendors are Montana made certified.
You've been listening to Lindsay Menes. She's the president, by the way, of ACF and the 38th annual Art and Craftsman of the Flathead Valley Summer Art and Craft Show, Trade Building, Flathead County Fairgrounds, July 5th, 6th, and 7th, and the hours again each day?
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
And a couple great things. It's family event. Everybody can come on out, and it's free.
Yes.
Yeah, so those are great things.
No admission.
All right. Thank you so much for coming. And I know you have this Christmas event coming. I can't wait to hear about that because that sounds really cool. When is that? Right before Christmas?
It would be Thanksgiving weekend. So Black Friday shopping and the Saturday and Sunday following.
Perfect. We got to have you back to talk about it, Lindsay.
Definitely.
And maybe Hunter will get on and talk to us this time, okay? It's Lindsay Menes. She's the president of ACF. And make sure you get on out there for this big event. 38 years and running. Congratulations on that alone, Lindsay.
Thank you.
You've been listening to News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. Our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grimms Pediatric Dentistry. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend with KJJR.